Blessings to you. Today is Children's Sabbath Day. Who can tell me what Sabbath means? Well, you were at the 8 o'clock service. Of course you know what Sabbath means. You've already heard this thing. Anybody else know what Sabbath means? Not Christmas. It's a whole different thing. Sabbath. Halloween is not Sabbath. Okay. Remember, this is one of those commandments, those little things that God said, you know, gave to Moses. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So if today is children's Sabbath, it must have been one of those gifts that God gave us. Sabbath day is the day of rest. God made everything. Got the whole light thing on the first day, and then the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, and on the seventh day, God took a nap. It was time to rest. But you know what's so cool about Sabbath? It means the seventh day. God gave the Sabbath to you as a gift. So for 7 days, and I know that you're really young, but trust me, a time will come when they will say to you, for 6 days you will work. And on the seventh, unless you're a pastor, you'll rest. And you'll go, what a gift. I need my Sabbath. And so God gave us the gift of Sabbath. And so Sabbath could mean, what are some of the things we do on the seventh day? Yes. We go to church. We get to go to church. Yes. What else do we do?
We read books.
What else can we do on the Sabbath?
We play.
Oh, to take a nap. Yes. We sometimes get cookies after church. What else do we get? We bake cookies. There's so many things. But most of all, we come to worship. Look, I know it's October, but give Christmas a rest. We need Advent first. Okay? So God gave us the gift of Sabbath. So I thought I would bring a gift. What's in it? How do you know? Listen. I don't know. It could be a monkey. What's that? Look, holy moly, look at it. How do you know? A bunch of what? Gifts. I learned a word. All right, fine. Gifts for us. Well, I thought you should have a gift on the Sabbath. And so, just like God gave us the gift of a Sabbath, I'm going to give you a gift for the Sabbath. And I want to thank you all for bringing children's Sabbath to us. So, although your parents, grandparents, and other significant others will hate me, I think you should have a gift. Are you ready? Stay in there, Fred. It's cookies. You're right. So I want to share a gift for you. And so here's the easiest way to do this. Here you go. You know what the thing about Danish cookies? Danish cookies are like Danes. They're pretty much all the same. They're just shaped differently. Here you go. They all taste the same. Here you go. And remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Keep it for God and for you. Thank you all. And I'd also like to thank the anonymous donor who left this children's sermon in the kitchen. Here you go, buddy. You especially need a cookie, Gregory. Are you ready for nothing for you? You know what's really cool about, let me tell you about Sabbath, though. Don't eat them then. Give them away. That's what Sabbath is for. There you go. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. We'll see you guys after a while. Oh, thank you. I scored a cookie.